But they had no answer. Couldn't get our hands on the ball, and West Coast were just playing, like they were fresh, hard-running side. So it's no doubt losing Jamar and Leuenberger, really hobbling, made it very tough for us.
Just on those two guys, how serious is the damage? And
well, yeah, Jamar has got a hamstring, so expect that we won't have him available. Leuenberger, at this stage, looks unlikely that he'd be right next week, but who knows? We'll hope for the best.
About Leuenberger, he actually looked in good touch early.
Yeah. Hopefully, it's nothing too serious. It's his knee, but he played out the game, even though he's pretty sore. So it's a bit of an unknown for us, but hopefully, it's only a very short-term thing, and he can keep building where he's heading with his footy, because I think he's got some great footy ahead of him.
What was your message to the guys after the match, given it was a competitive effort, but then it was such a dramatic drop-off?
Yeah, so for three quarters, maybe for two and a half quarters, they did everything that they expect from each other, and I thought it was really outstanding the way they took the game up to the West Coast. But we have to be accountable for the way we couldn't stop them in the last quarter, the way we couldn't get our hands on the footy, and really our pressure on them was non-existent. So that's a challenge for us to work out why, whether they individually felt sorry for themselves as a group. They certainly felt they went quiet, and that's a good indication that when it's really tough, they're challenging each other to keep their voice up, and it went quiet. So that was disappointing, but it's hard to knock them when that's not the norm for them. But we need to be better than that.
There were a couple of ill-discipline incidents after Marcus punched the guts and Jamar the strike to the face. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, look, I asked the players if they felt better after those incidents and giving a free kick away against their teammates, and you can imagine the response I got. So we got beaten in that area for discipline and mental toughness, and that's disappointing as well. So again, big learning curve, and the more senior players, so that's a bit disappointing.
Marcus, we saw him kept quiet here a couple of weeks ago against Freo and then again tonight. Is it him struggling with the tag, or is it his teammates and he's not getting the chop out and help from his teammates?
No, look, in the first half we were really pleased way. Certainly first quarter he played a role at stoppages with a player on him, and that helped us as a team, and the same really in the second quarter. So it's not always about him just trying to everyone block for him so he can run onto loose footy. He was helping James Kelly get the ball, so you need to give that some consideration. And then in the last quarter, I thought he looked like one who could get in the game and run, but we didn't get our hands on the footy, so it didn't give him any opportunity to still run the game out strongly. It's a big learning curve for Zacha as well.
James Kelly still playing good footy. Is it his decision as to what happens next year, or the club's, or where's that?
Well, my guess is it'll be a bit of both. Yeah. If he doesn't want to play next year, I don't think I'll be talking him into it. We're not at that point yet. Not at that point. I think we need to get through pretty much the whole season and see how he's feeling at the end of that, and see what our squad looks like. So plenty of time for that decision.
Are you happy with Joe Danaher and what he showed tonight?
Yeah. Now, Joe's developing into a strong leader at the footy club. We're all going to reap the benefits of how hard he's working at the moment, and he definitely will reap the benefits of working hard through his development phase.
Who runs next week, assuming those two guys are out of action?
We've got Sam Michael or Sean McKernan, both in the VFL on the weekend. So they're the two that our other developing ruckman, Gutch Newen, is a rookie listed player who's very much raw, so most likely one of the other two.
Obviously, you don't go every now and then, but are you more keen to protect him?
I'd rather not have to ruck, but that may be the case for a couple of weeks.
John, you did
lot of media during the week in the build-up, coaching against the old club for the first time. Did it feel like any sort of occasion for you?
It felt pretty flat in that last quarter. it didn't really feel like anything, no. We came over here knowing we're playing a team that has a massive winning record at this ground by big margins, and we wanted to challenge ourselves, especially to start well and put the pressure on. And we get a lot of satisfaction out of seeing when the team are fresh and up and going, we can move the ball forward and challenge some of the really good teams in the competition. We just can't maintain that over four quarters with our list at the moment. So that makes it tough. We get disappointed in that, but only because we want to play better for our supporters and fans for longer. There was a lot of exciting stuff we saw in that first half.
Did you enjoy seeing Daniel Chick do the parade with his teammates?
I didn't see any of the parade, unfortunately. I don't even know when it was. I'm in the dark about anything that happened in that regard.
You know, to most get out of the last eight games, John. In regard to some of the top-up players, have you made many decisions in that regard yet? Or?
No, we haven't. Obviously, we lose Jamar through injury now, so we've learned a lot through that. You know, players that don't have big pre-seasons are massively prone to injury. We've had five or six go down with hamstrings now. So we need to just keep learning and challenging ourselves to guts it out. Learn, like, this second half is going to be even tougher than the first half. There's no doubt about that with some of the injuries we've now got. So I'm really keen to see how we can all be courageous in fighting through it and trying to maintain our energy and our effort for as long as we can.
Just with the reunion dinner tomorrow night, are you looking forward just to catching up with everyone?
Right now I'm not. No, right now I'm just being a sad sack, but I'll get over that. And absolutely, enjoy a quiet meal with some good friends.
You've been sending out lots of texts during the season. A lot more to come, I assume.
Yeah. We'll see. I might just give them a rundown of what happens for the rest of the year tomorrow night, and I won't have to worry about it.
John, what do you make of Hartley tonight? Josh Kennedy's kicked three in a night where they've kicked 20 and really opened up the gates in the last quarter and still didn't get on. What do you think of his performance?
Yeah. Michael's coming along really well. He is as raw as anything as a key defender in the AFL. So he's got some attributes to say he should have a long career in the AFL, but he's certainly got areas that he's learning about and developing in. So we're going to keep pushing him. If he's really keen to become a top-line defender, he'll be prepared to learn and put in the work. In his actual match-up of Kennedy, he did really well. But communicating and working with a back six to stop the opposition kicking 20 goals, that's where he's got to learn some leadership and more confidence and things like that. So, but can't question his desire to want to keep improving.
Just on the crowd tonight, what sort of reception did you get as you walked around?
Not too much, I don't reckon. I didn't really notice. I don't know. I didn't hear too many boos, a few claps. So, I think a lot of the crowd that are there, they probably feel like they know me pretty well. All the same faces in the same seats. So, I didn't have any expectation. I know they respect me, and I worked my butt off while I was here, and now I'm going to work my butt off to see Essendon and grow into a great team on the field and as a club.
There it is, John Worswell, the coach of the Bombers tonight, going down 20-10 to 7-10. The